Good Tuesday morning, friends, and again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we begin our day together in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 through 14, and today's reading describes how the Lord will bless His people and take revenge on those nations that refuse to worship Him. In response to the questions posed in verses 1 and 2, the Lord explains that His garments are red because He took vengeance on Israel's enemies. The reading continues with an affirmation of the Lord's goodness to Israel. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin our week together is joy. So, let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 63, beginning at verse 1. Who is this coming from the city of Bozra in Edom? Who is this so splendidly dressed in red, marching along in power and strength? It is the Lord, powerful to save, coming to announce His victory. Why is His clothing so red, like that of someone who tramples grapes to make wine? The Lord answers, I've trampled the nations like grapes, and no one came to help me. I trampled them in my anger, and their blood has stained all my clothing. I decided that the time to save all my people has come, and it was time to punish their enemies. I am amazed when I looked and saw that no one would come to help me. But my anger made me strong, and I won the victory myself. In my anger, I trampled whole nations and shattered them. I poured out their lifeblood to the ground. I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I praise Him for all He has done for us. He has richly blessed the nation, the people of Israel, because of His mercy and constant love. The Lord said, they are my people. They will not deceive me. And so He saved them from all their suffering. It was not an angel, but the Lord Himself who saved them. In His love and compassion, He rescued them. He had always taken care of them in the past, but they rebelled against Him and made His Holy Spirit sad. So the Lord became their enemy and fought against them. But then they remembered the past, the days of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and they asked, where now is the Lord who saved the leaders of His people from the sea? Where is the Lord who gave His Spirit to Moses? Where is the Lord who by His power did great things through Moses, dividing the waters of the sea and leading His people through the deep water to win everlasting fame for Himself? Led by the Lord, they were as sure-footed as wild horses that never stumbled. As cattle are led into a fertile valley, so the Lord gave His people rest. He led His people and brought honor to His name. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7, where Isaiah writes, I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I praise Him for all He has done for us. You know, you can watch different advertising on TV and, you know, just whatever is out there, whoever is trying to sell something, everybody has promises. If you, if you'll just give us X amount of dollars, we're going to be able to do that for you. If you are able to do this, then we will be able to do that for you. Everybody has promises that they insist that they will fulfill, that are just going to make your life so much better, and for just, you know, a mere, you know, small amount of money. But the Lord isn't like that, because He loves us, and He doesn't make promises to His people. He keeps His word to His people, and when He says that He is going to deliver them and that He's going to return to them in power like He did when He gave His Spirit to Moses, then that is exactly what the great God is going to do. Amen. Let's pray. Compassionate God, I thank you for your mercy and for your unfailing and constant love. And I praise you for your mighty deeds and all that you have done. By your power, fill me with your Holy Spirit. May all I say and do this day bring glory and honor to your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, where a new creation is described. So until then, beloved, you keep looking up. God is in the very process right now of answering your prayers. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.